Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for this wonderful, mighty love that we have in you. Thank you that we can just be stirred up this morning again as we go into your word, Father God, to just know what manner of men and women we are, Father God, so as to stand strong at all times in this wonderful truth. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Psalm 119 from verse 81 to 88 from the TPT. I'm lovesick with yearnings for more of your salvation, for my heart is entwined with your word. I'm consumed with longings for your promises. So I ask, when will they all come true? My soul feels dry and shriveled, useless and forgotten, but I will never forget your living truth. How much longer must I wait until you punish my persecutors? For I am your loving servant. Arrogant men who hate your truth and never obey your laws have laid a trap for my life. They don't know that everything you say is true, so they harass me with their lies. Help me, Lord. They've nearly destroyed my life, but I refuse to yield. I still live according to your word. Revive me with your tender love and spare my life by your kindness, and I will continue to obey you.
Hallelujah. This is the picture of Christianity. You know, faith comes, faith gets tested, and then faith gets realized. So we have got to know, I'm thinking of Romans 5, that everything has been done. We holy and blameless in the Father's sight. And we need to see that ourselves. And it's not, we're not lying to ourselves. This is the truth. God is not a man to change his mind or lie. It's the truth because of the perfect work of Jesus. And we've got to stand fast in that. But even more than that, we know that testings come. And testings is opportunity that arises to bring out that goodness that we have. So it's not an opportunity to throw our toys out of the cot. It's just an opportunity to just to stand fast in the knowing. I like that James, he says, count it all joy when you face trials and tribulations. Then it goes on to say knowing. You see, knowing is the key. And this is the knowing. It's eternal life. This is eternal life, that you know the Father and Son. So whatever truth you're getting is going to be challenged, but it's an opportunity to put on the plate, to bring into the light the goodness of God that is in us, the patience, the perseverance, the endurance. The character of God comes forth in the midst of testing. Think of the parable of the seed and the sower. We have to have those noble hearts that understand. You see, without understanding, you draw close to God like we're doing now, and you walk away and you forget what manner of man you are or woman, and nothing comes from it. So we need to understand this. What God is showing us, what God is revealing to us, is precious. It's who we really are. It's our identity. It's a good works laid out for us, and we need to hold fast to it. Then the second seed fell on rocky soil. It was you get joy in the morning, you're excited about it, but then when the testings come, you don't put the goodness of God, the put on the garment of praise. You don't bring forth that which is beautiful, that which is of the love of God, the goodness of God. And then you lose out as well. And then the third seed there, it speaks about the seed falling between the thorns and the thistles. And that's the cares of this world. So you're more concerned with the things of this world than you're concerned with the Lord. Morning by morning, he wakens your ear. And you need to take hold of that. You need to put faith, your faith. Bring your faith up in the situations of testings. You need to stand by faith. So as we see here with the psalmist, when Bad times come and arrogant people come and those that don't know his truth and that there. We're just supposed to stand fast in God's goodness. And like he says right at the end here, revive me with your tender love. So why? So that we can just be encouraged again, motivated again, and just keep on growing, growing in this goodness. I love here what it also says, that it's not this translation, but the other translations is I want to know more of your salvation. Wait, there's no, it is here. I'm lovesick for yearning for more of your salvation, for my heart is entwined with your word. When we entwined with the word, we know we are children of the living God, children of the living God in the image and likeness of Jesus. So we always wanting to experience more of the measure and the stature of the fullness of Christ, which is our inheritance. And so we need to understand that the testings and the squeezing are there to bring that out. We think of our master copy, our Lord and our Savior. He grew perfect through what he suffered. So we need to see suffering, squeezing, persecution, trials, not as an opportunity to fail, not as an opportunity to moan and groan, but an opportunity to just know we're not tested beyond what we can handle, and God will show us a way of escape. Remember what you got the morning. Remind yourself of the old treasures that you have taken hold of. I'll never leave you or forsake you, whatever, and stand. So we are growing into the measure and the stature, the fullness of Christ, into maturity. We don't want to stay babes. We want to be mature. Amen. Be blessed because you are blessed. Arise and shine, for your light has come, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.